know. Well, somebody try to send me a picture.
Should all be in the trash.
Never works. This thing doesn't do good with pictures. My dad brought one back from France.
Although I did get a little earpiece, which is kind of nice to have.
Oh, wow.
For just one little.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Recreation and Parks Commission meeting of Thursday, May 15th, 2014. All the park commissioners are here and present, so we have a quorum. So this meeting is called to order. We will now observe a moment of silence. Okay, thank you very much. Mike Wilcox, who's the acting director for the Recreation and Parks Department, has a special presentation. So that's what we're going to start with.
Now it's on. I'm going to take a minute to give a shout out to one of our 10 official Adopt-a-Park groups, Adopt-a-Park program in Morro Bay. It's been around for years, but it's a program where we develop a unique agreement with one individual or many individuals that want to take care of an official park or a natural area and enhance the beauty of it by doing some detail work, picking up cigarette butts, so on and so forth. In this case, we'd like to recognize Karen Biagini and her staff at Embarcadero Inn. They've adopted Mariner Park, which is actually pretty special to me. I was able to, about 6 years ago, renovate this park from start to finish when the inn next door was building itself up. We redid a lot of the concrete, redid the plants, put in some picnic tables. We've redone the sign at the park and since turned it over to the Embarcadero Inn for daily maintenance. They're doing a great job. Like I said, there
were English cars around, so there'll be little spots of oil everywhere. June 7th is a Morro Bay Music Festival. On June 8th, Tagnazzini's is going to have a party down there, and they're going to contribute the proceeds to the 4th of July committee, and that's always a wonderful thing. We have a great 4th of July, and that's the next big event would be 4th of July. And then July, we have another Art in the Park from the 4th to the 6th, and July 12th, we have the annual Rock to Pier Run. Are there any other announcements from my fellow commissioners?
I'd like to expand on Bands on the Run. This year we've added a half marathon. It's May 31st. You can register online at active.com or to morrobaybtor.com. The run will start at the high school, do the perimeter of the high school, go through the tree tunnel out onto the beach. 5K will go to the rock where there's a rock band. 10K and half marathon will continue north. The 10K will turn around at North Point Park, which is the furthest north park for the city of Morro Bay. And half marathon will go all the way to just before the pier and back. There are two stages set up in the high school football stadium, with continuous music provided by bands like Lenny Blue and Back Bay Betty. There'll be food trucks, lots of other organizations and businesses will have booths there. Again, it's May 31st, Saturday. Race starts at 8:30.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other more commissioner announcements?
I do.
Okay.
I just want to remind everybody, May is the bike month for Morro Bay. So everybody get out there and start pumping her bikes, save a little energy. And I think I'm not sure the date, but I think the 20th, 21st is Bike to Work Day. And also remember July, we have the giant 50th anniversary picnic going on. So you can look it up on your calendar, go to the Morro Bay website, I'm sure it's on there. And I just want to invite everybody to the picnic. Enjoy our 50th anniversary. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, there is a lot, and you really should look at the calendar, because it's hard to keep track of. I'd print it out and put it on my refrigerator if I was anybody. So does staff have any more announcements? Not at the moment? Okay. Then we're going to open up to public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment is asked to speak into the microphone, stating their name and spelling their last name, and you have like a 3-minute limit, unless it's really, really interesting. Okay. Does anyone... See a lot of people out there.
Good evening. My name is Adrienne Harris. I'm the Executive Director of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, and this is my first pleasure in presenting to the Commission. And I'm here to say thank you to the City for their partnership on Dogfest. That was an event we held on April 26th in Del Mar Park. We estimate that over 200 people attended the event, so we were very happy with the success. And Joe Woods and Celeste and the other staff at the Parks Department were incredibly helpful in making this event a success, as well as the Mutt Mitts program volunteers. So Mutt Mitts are dog Mutt Mitts dispensers around the city. Diane Moore and the army of volunteers that help with that program also made the event a big success. So that event was part of the State of the Bay month. It was a whole long month of events that the estuary program presented to the community about how we can keep our water clean and protect the bay. And if anyone at home viewing this tonight would like to see some information about the State of the Bay and the health of the estuary, they can go to our website at www.mbnep.org. That's the acronym for Morro Bay National Estuary Program. Click on the link that says State of the Bay, and you can get that health report there. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I saw some numbers somewhere. I was just looking for them. I believe there's over 268,000 Mutt Mitts dispensed in the last year. So that's great. It's great people are being responsible dog owners because it's very important for the parks that they do that, that they be responsible. So I guess we're going to – is there any more public comment? No? Okay. Let's see. We're going to look at the public comment is now closed. We're going to go ahead and look at the consent calendars. Any commissioner want to pull any of the consent items for discussion?
Yes, I pull A4 and motion for A1 through A3 to file.
Do I hear a second?
I'll make a second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All for favor, right? Okay, great. So, Mike, we're going to check out A4.
A bit on the implementation of lines. We're going to draw lines at Monty Young Park so that we can start pickleball sooner than later. And then as we progress into the next year, we're going to add courts at Del Mar Park, where I think they were originally proposed as one of the best sites. And we'll probably be able to squeeze in some of the courts out at Coleman Park, depending on the attendance for the game. And then last but not least, I just want to comment a little bit on the BMX park. I don't believe we have a speaker for that later in the agenda. So right now? Yeah. Would you like to come up and talk about it now?
Okay. Come on up. Please state your name. Spell your last name, please.
Good evening. My name is Bonnie Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. For anybody who's new, I started the Morro Bay Bike Park Group, and the city has entered a resolution and an MOU to start with the permit and planning phase of the bike park project. So where I'm at now is that we have a design developed. I do have pictures if anybody is interested in seeing the design. And I'm currently working with a gentleman that is helping me develop the site plan as well as a topographical map. I took the plans to the planning department today to submit them, and they recommended some changes. There's a basic overall design of the park. There's going to be a flow track that takes you from one end of the park to the other. There's going to be a pump track for the young kids, you know, 3, 4, 5-year-olds, as well as a bigger pump track that isn't on that design yet. There's a dirt jump park or dirt jumping section, and then there's two slope-style courses, one in intermediate and one in advanced, for higher skills to help the local professionals build their skill and just get the kids out there having fun building a hobby and a skill. So I went to the planning department today to submit the plans, and they recommended a few changes be made to the plans. So I'm going to go back to the gentleman that is helping me with the site plan and the topographical map, just make a few changes and submit. And then ultimately my goal is to have the park built in August or September. Funds, knock on wood, are going great. We had a big fundraiser in November, and between the sales of the food, raffle tickets, and donations, I raised about $9,000. There's a private organization, Los Osos, that recently gave me $2,000. And then SRAM, in a company in San Luis, has recently told me that they're going to give me $5,000 if I find somebody to match those funds. So if anybody feels like having a tax-deductible donation, you know where to find me. So again, things are moving along slowly but surely. Hopefully, crossing my fingers, August or September, we'll have the bike park completed. So.
Well, that's great. It's good for the kids to have those things to do.
Yep.
That's really good for this town.
Absolutely.
Are we finished with A4? Oh, is that all you have? Thank you. Thank you very much. If we're done with A4, I think I need to we need a motion to file A4 then. I think we missed that. So may I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to file A4.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
I'll follow the yay for it.
Yay.
Okay. It's all yays. Okay. So we've accepted and we can file item A4. Okay. I think we're at the part where we're going to be talking about the Morro Bay Triathlon. That's where we're at. For someone from that here, yes.
If I could present briefly a summary of the staff report.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. If you let Mike just do a staff report, we'll get to you next.
So the city has previously co-sponsored events which mutually benefit the parties involved. Sponsorship should create community relationships as well as support the city's mission to preserve and enhance the quality of life. Currently, the city has three basic criteria used as qualifiers for requesting co-sponsorships. The event, one is the event is held off-season, two, the event is a multi-day event, and three, the event is held by a nonprofit organization. If the event is one day, it must show financial return to the city. The 2014 Morro Bay Triathlon event applied to by all out events does meet some, but not all of those requirements. And with that, I will turn the microphone over to the event applicants.
Okay. Hi. You're up.
Hi. I'm Kristen Horowitz with All Out Events, and Kristen. This is Kaori Funahashi, and she is our race director this year. She's interning. Our previous race director is behind me. That's Yishai, my husband. We're here to request co-sponsorship. I didn't hear Mr. Wilcox's last reasoning that it was – could you say – we got $5,000 from TBID to do some things with them. One of them is filming the doing a promotion. We can't do a promotion until we have the event with our permit. So if we want to do a film promotion beforehand, the city requires, I think it was like $3,000 worth of permits for us to go and, go and film around Morro Bay to get the area to stage like what looks like a triathlon. So we never went all the way through to find out what the permits were, but she was listing it off, and I was like, oh, pause, because we don't have the money to pay for that. It's not covered by TBID. So we were coming up to you to ask for help with those permit fees. When we were talking with Joe Woods, he also said it was possible that you guys would be interested in co-sponsoring for signage and things like that. So that's what we're here for.
Okay. Well, I think the permits are only a couple $100, actually, the filming permit.
It sounded like a lot more. She says it's not, so that's good.
Yeah, because basically our fees cover our costs. We don't really make any money. So if it's a for-profit event, we usually generally try to collect our fees because it keeps us in the blue.
Oh, that was the other thing. So it benefits. It's produced by us, and we benefit a nonprofit. And currently it's Lifewater International. So.
Right.
But yeah, okay.
So how much of the money is going to Lifewater?
12% of net income.
12% of net? Do you hate to ask you in a public TV thing how much you're going to make, so that's kind of...
That's a great question. The reason we didn't put it on last year is we didn't make any money the previous 2 years.
Ah.
So this year we're hoping to double down on it, and Carrie is very active in triathlon and very well-connected and enthusiastic, so we're hoping that with the extra money and the energy that we're going to get, the kind of numbers we want. We can't get sponsorship because the numbers aren't high enough. So it's totally self-produced, and it's totally based off of whether racers show up.
Okay. Well, I happened to have worked on the first triathlon in Hawaii.
Awesome.
For ABC television.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it was interesting. So we're going to recommend to the city council, because they make the final decision.
Sure.
As to what we want to do. Does anyone have any questions?
For the filming, are you going to close any streets?
Well, it's not intended to at all. It was going to be kind of like a side project that we just kind of, we go to the beach, we have a little stage thing, somebody rides on Highway 101 with a GoPro. So, not 101, one, so.
Tell me again what you're asking in our co-sponsorship to do.
Particularly, it would be great to write off the fees for us having to permit for that video. I'm sorry that I way overstretched that. I got the impression it was going to be huge, though. Any kind of promotion, I know you guys do signage, like there's the billboard, writing off those kind of fees to do that kind of stuff for us. Whatever would help the city is what we're looking for. We just got the permitting fees for the, state parks, and they're triple what they were the first time we did it. So for an event that's we're trying to bring back and make it go, it's really hurting us. So anything you guys can do would be wonderful.
What are the venues as far as for the run and the bike and the?
Yeah, we're starting at the Coleman Park, and that's where the finish line and expo is going to be. And then we're going to ride out on the one, and we'll turn around at the tip of, I think it'll reach.
It goes into Cayucas at the turnout.
Yes, and then we'll come back and we'll run along the path, the running path.
Where Bands It on the Run goes,
yes.
Basically.
And then we'll come back on the beach, and then that's where we'll finish in the Coleman Park.
So a number of different organizations have to get permitted for this. So.
And you're looking at about 600 participants?
That's the goal. The previous years we started with 250, and I believe the last year that before we suspended it last year, we had 300. We've contracted a design firm that was able to sell out City to the Sea when they contracted them, so we're very hopeful that we can get that number. But very conservatively, we should be able to get at least the 300. And we have done surveys, and we do know that our attempts to funnel people to work and to stay and enjoy Morro Bay works. 80% are from out of town. So.
Okay.
So you're marketing to outside?
Both. It's highly supported by the local athletes here and people who haven't done it, as well as people outside the area.
Wow. Sounds like a good thing to me. Should we forward it to City Council?
Yes. I have one question first.
Sure.
So you projected 600, and then on here you have an amount that's under the 600. So if you go 300, you figure half of that?
I'm not sure what you say by here it's on this amount, so sorry.
Well, under here where it says your target audience for the event, you have an amount of income you anticipate.
Oh, right.
That's for the 600?
I think that's with the 300. I'm really conservative when I do that kind of numbers. So.
Okay, and then on the other page you have the cost of the event.
Yep, that's conservative with the 300.
Okay, so that does show you're going to make a good profit then, correct?
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, it works out.
But again, like I said, we just found out our permit fees are higher and that kind of stuff, so.
So I feel, should we waive the fee?
The big bosses. City Council. Okay. They're the ones with the purse strings. We're the good guys. All right. Okay. Well, here it says open to public comment again. If there's any public comment about the triathlon, and is there anything from staff that they'd like to add or no?
No.
Well, there's no unfinished business. We're going to, I guess we should review D1, master fee schedule. Is that what we wanted to do?
Yeah, the master fee schedule, if you turn to the D1 and look at what we've done, we basically just cleaned it up a little bit. You'll see that Bounce House has come off of the facility side of the rental, and it's been moved over to the parks where it really applies better. I think the other major change you're going to see is the facility attendant fee has gone up from $10 to $12 an hour, and that's being pushed along by the federal increase in minimum wage. It's about a 12% increase.
Okay.
I think that's about it on the changes that we've made. And, oh, I'm sorry. I do want to add one more thing. We have added pickleball.
Yes.
In addition to the hockey rink, basketball courts, and tennis courts. So there's an hourly fee for that if you want to reserve a court specifically for those events.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Motion. There's no unfinished business. Look at the best finish. Okay, now we get to a D2. I guess we're going to talk about the dogs in city parks. That's on our agenda, right? Am I correct? Oh, I need to finish D1. Oh. Accept D1 for file. Okay. Does anybody have any comments or questions about D1? Any of the commissioners have a... No. Okay. So can I get a motion to file D1?
I'll make a motion that we file D1.
Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? None. Okay. Moving right along. So now we talk about dogs in city parks? Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently, Mike, okay. Do we have from staff?
Well, the commission asked us to prepare the staff report. There's no recommendation. It's strictly a report and a comparison of what maybe some other cities are doing. But currently, leash dogs are allowed throughout Morro Bay parks with the exception of athletic playing fields and courts. Unleashed dogs are only allowed at the Jody Giannini Family Dog Park located in Del Mar Park. The dog park is a fenced area within this residential park, and all dogs are required to be leashed until they're inside the designated off-leash area. It's not uncommon for cities to designate playgrounds and tot lots as no-dog areas. Some cities have gone so far as to create barefoot-friendly parks, allowing parents and children to walk and play at the grass and other playing surfaces without worry of making contact with dog feces or urine, or to experience any negative interactions between children and dogs. So it's up for your discussion as to whether or not you want to move forward with some of these areas in the Morro Bay, playing fields, courts, parks, all those vineyards are up for discussion.
Okay. Commissioners?
Just wondering or curious where this started. Like, was there a bunch of complaints? I heard you say other parks are doing it too, but I'm still wondering why now and what's the reason for bringing this forward?
I don't know the exact origin. The staff was directed to write this report from the commission. At the January meeting, yes.
I brought it up as a future agenda.
Okay.
And the reason I brought it up is I had a few people approach me that we have more young kids nowadays in the area, and they approached me that there's no place in the park you can let your kid play in the grass. Because it could be dog feces, could be dog urine, anywhere. It's it sure is.
Well, you're not close enough to.
So anyway, I brought it up because I had a few complaints brought to my attention about there's no place they can really let their kids grow or play in the grass, roll around, have fun, without there being a dog feces. Even if you clean it up, there's still something on the grass. And you're not cleaning up the urine. So it was brought to my attention. I thought, why not? We have an area for the dogs to play. Let's have an area for the kids to play. And it's a dog-free area. So that's why I brought up, because there was complaints.
Well, which parks are you talking about? Any specific parks?
Well, no, just parks in general. I mean.
But, like, when those people were complaining, were they complaining about which park?
Well, the one was Monte Young. Okay. And Del Mar is the same. I know just any park has a dog thrown around and people want to have kids there, so it doesn't matter.
Our dogs off the court. So you think we might be able to have something soon?
If the commission would like, you can direct staff to develop a formal proposal for advocating the creation of any desired dog-free area for further RPC review.
Yes, yes. I think that's what would make the most sense to have the staff look at it. I'd also consider, too, though, like at certain events that people not bring their dogs. Like at 4th of July, there's a lot of people down there. Maybe just not have them on the grass area. We should probably take a good look at exactly what we're asking of the people and that it's reasonable. But it is a good idea. You know, they are currently not supposed to be on any playing fields. They're not supposed to be in any of the tot playgrounds or in the sandboxes, right? It's or not. And if it's not, then we need to, obviously, we probably need to look at making an ordinance to request that people not allow their dogs in those areas.
The only dog-free area we have posted right now, or animal-free area, is Lila Kaiser Park on the playing fields.
Ah,
and people,
okay,
have, in general, followed that request. We see a lot of dogs in the zone, but they're walking around the park, not through the playing fields.
Right, that's good.
So I think what staff is maybe, or what commission is maybe asking us to do is just evaluate different potentials for dog-free zones, not a holistic, not encompassing everything, but a couple different areas that might qualify as a good dog-free zone.
Yes, I think that'd be a good idea. And then maybe come up with some sort of little flyer or something that we could give the dog owners or to the dog owners' clubs so they could pass the word around so that everybody, plays nice. So that's one of the things. You go to a park, you should play nice. Otherwise, stay home. Any other comments about the dogs in public parks?
So do we need to make a motion to?
No, we don't need a motion. We asked for staff to look at it and bring us back a proposal. So that's all we need to do with that. Does any commissioners have anything they'd like to be put on a future agenda?
I do.
Okay.
I'm a troublemaker.
No. That's all right.
I was used to play basketball with all the group over at Del Mar, and we can't get in anymore, and I brought it to Joe Woods once, a recommendation that maybe as a community parks rec department, we rent the gym or get it into the gym, and we charge maybe like $5 a person one night a week as an open basketball night and have people come play, and then it's a little fundraiser maybe for the park and rec, but we need something for adults to play. I mean, we have kids.
Yeah.
We need something for adults to get out and burn up some energy so they don't get fights and shoot each other.
All right. Well, we need stuff for everybody. The parks are for everybody, from kids to seniors,
Right. So I think that'd be a great idea.
So what are you asking then?
I'm asking if we forward the staff maybe to investigate the possibility of one night a week renting a gym, either Del Mar or somewhere, so that we could have an open basketball for adults, 21 to whatever, 75, 80, and they pay $5 to get in and play, and that's it.
We could have staff. Are there any lit outdoor basketball courts, or there aren't any, are there?
Yes, we have outdoor basketball at Coleman at Del Mar Park.
Is it lit down there? Can they
and
play
at
night?
City Park. No, we don't have any parks that are open past dusk.
Ah, so you want something in the evening.
Right, plus the wood is a lot easier on old people's
days. Yeah, okay. All right, so could we ask staff to look into the feasibility of having one of the indoor basketball courts opened one night a week, what it would require?
We can certainly look into it. I know we've looked into, inquired for other adult events, since those are not city properties, those are school properties, I think you're talking about.
Well,
they tend to shy away from adults on campus, so we can certainly look into it again.
Yeah.
Didn't they in the past have did you guys have an adult league at Morro Bay High School as a part of your programs?
Oh, not since I've been here.
I mean, a long time ago.
Yeah, it might have been, but I can't answer that. Okay. I've only been here about going on 6 years, so it hasn't happened in my time.
Thank you.
I think if we approach the Del Mar School, they're going to want a supervisor there provided by the rec department, so I think it's appropriate that we pursue this as an opportunity for recreation for adults and see what the cost is to use Del Mar School gym.
We will investigate it. We'll get back to you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? No? We covered all the business we were meant to cover this evening? This could be the world's fastest meeting. Anybody else got anything? No? Remind everybody out there to go to Morro Bay City website, and you can